I think some of the main highlights, like, I know we had very good meetings and workshops, very productive meetings and workshops, where we got a lot of stuff done, the likes of roads programs, budgets, the county development plan, which was very important, through the likes of Babbleface, to honour that we got our spoken, and the public consultation was very well supported. The public came out and gave their points of views around that. I do wish that there was a good news story around the defective homeowners, the defective block homeowners, where they had got their 100% redress, but that wasn't to be. But and around like the regeneration programs and stuff for Babbleface and stuff, I just think we got a lot of good productive work done through meetings and workshops. Even along the lines of housing there, where this incoming 2024, where in Lufford, Gallows Lane, the Trust Road project there, the social housing side of it is, you know, it's a slowly but it's surely we're getting there with that, and with their plans there for, I think it's under another 60 houses, social housings, down in Lufford and stuff there, and Raffoe as well there, where there's 11 houses there that's going to be made available this incoming year and stuff. So I think overall we had a good productive year where we moved forward with a lot of different big projects and stuff there. And so I'm hoping 2024 will be seen through, you know.
And looking back on the year, the MD was probably one of the most hardest hit by the time of the flooding, seeing Raffoe and Castle Finn both submerged.
Yeah, that was a big blow to the MD. But I think we're working with the road section stuff now. We're simply going to be on top of that now, getting things sorted there. But the OPW there, like, it's just something that we have to keep the finger on the pulse with. A lot of the main issues there around the flooding lies with the OPW, and I think it's time they stepped up to the mark. I think Donegal County Council has done and is doing what they possibly can to prevent the flooding, but some of these schemes that the OPW has sitting there on their desks, I think some of them could be implemented in a smaller scale, and, you know, to prevent some of the flooding, you know.
And coming into the new year, what is your hopes for the municipal district as Gaherlach?
Well, as I say, a lot of them projects, the like of the housing, I'm hoping that them housing projects will be finished in the first half of 2024. The Trust Road project, Galloway's Lane and Lufford and Raffoe and stuff there. But and we're hoping that some of the other social housing projects will be up and going, will be started. So that'll be my main, it's one of the main priorities in the area is housing at the moment there. And also roads as well, the likes of the roads. We had the roads programme, we have a roads programme done up for the coming year, but obviously as every year, it doesn't seem to be enough money coming through from the department for the amount of roads and that we have in the area to keep them up to a standard. So I'm hoping that there'll be more funding coming through from the department for the likes of roads and that as well.